smoking in Atlantic City casinos to remain following judge's ruling. Smoking will continue to be permitted in Atlantic City casinos following a recent judicial ruling, a decision that has significant implications for the city's gambling industry. The ruling came as a relief to the casino operators, who had warned of substantial economic consequences if a smoking ban were enforced. Industry representatives argued that banning smoking could result in the loss of thousands of jobs and millions of dollars in gambling revenue and taxes, a concern echoed by many in the sector. Mark Gianantonio, president of Resorts Casino and the Casino Association of New Jersey, highlighted the steps that have already been taken by the industry to create a healthier environment for both employees and patrons. He pointed out that over the years, casinos in Atlantic City have worked in conjunction with the city and the Maine Casino Workers Union, Local 54 of Unite Here, to implement measures that limit smoking to a fraction of the gaming floor space. These efforts, according to Gianantonio, demonstrate the industry's commitment to addressing health concerns while balancing the economic realities of the casino business. Currently, smoking is allowed on 25% of the casino floor in Atlantic City. However, these designated smoking areas are sparsely distributed, which means that secondhand smoke can still be found on the casino floor. This has been a point of contention for anti-smoking advocates, who argue that the current measures are insufficient to protect workers and patrons from the dangers of secondhand smoke. The lawsuit, which was filed in April by the United Auto Workers, UAW, represents dealers at several major Atlantic City casinos, including Bally's, Caesars, and Tropicana. The UAW sought to challenge New Jersey's indoor smoking law, which currently bans smoking in virtually every workplace except casinos. The union's legal action was part of a broader effort by anti-smoking advocates to extend the state's smoking ban to include casinos, a move they argue is necessary to ensure the health and safety of casino employees. Non-smoking fight will continue. Despite the judge's ruling, anti-smoking advocates have vowed to continue their fight for smoke-free casinos. Lamont White, a dealer at the Borgata and a leader of the anti-smoking movement, expressed disappointment with the decision but also saw it as an opportunity to renew efforts to push for legislative change. White stated that the ruling should serve as a wake-up call to lawmakers, urging them to finally take action and pass bipartisan legislation that would ban smoking in casinos. He emphasized that it is time to protect the thousands of workers in the casino industry who are currently exposed to secondhand smoke, a risk that is not tolerated in any other workplace in New Jersey. The ongoing debate over smoking in Atlantic City casinos is emblematic of the broader tension between public health concerns and economic considerations. While the casino industry has taken steps to mitigate the impact of smoking, opponents argue that these measures do not go far enough. As the push for smoke-free casinos continues, the issue is likely to remain a contentious topic in both the legal and political arenas.